online at cnmcabinet.com. Go Bearcats!
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
How's your steering, stopping, and stability? Stay in control with a free inspection at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to a $120 prepaid Visa card when you purchase select Napa shocks and struts. Get an oil and filter change and add a Napa Gold air filter or cabin air filter and get a $13 instant rebate. Ubley Motor Service has sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups and transmission overhauls to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
Keep an eye on your property with a surveillance system from Cook TV and Electronics. From simple alarm systems to total 24-hour surveillance, Cook TV and Electronics can design and install a system at the best price you'll find anywhere. Dome security and IP cameras, motion-activated IR sensors, closed-circuit TV systems, and network setup so you can monitor right from your phone or computer. Free estimates and fast professional installation.
That's right. This is Steve Cook. Monitor your farm, home, or business from anywhere with a surveillance system from Cook TV and Electronics. They're also your Speed Connect dealer providing 4G wireless internet service.
Call Cook TV and Electronics at 479-3532. That's 479-3532.
You're tuned to WLAW. We just saw the end of the first game here of two tonight. Final score, Harbor Beach 74, Ubley 64, 75-64. Harbor Beach pulls out an 11-point victory. Of course, after a beautiful three from Brandon Sweeney, also a senior on that Ubley team, to end the game at regulation. Well, we now go through our individual stats for that first game, then we'll direct our attention to the second game with 24 minutes before they get to that one. Well, quarter by quarter, Harbor Beach led after the first 12-9, 35-30 at half, 57-42 after three, and then 75-64 at the end of regulation. Brandon Oswald with five, Aaron Ginter with 24, Eli Kraft with eight, Jonathan Kraft with three, Andrew Seaman with 23. As a team, Harbor Beach shot 15-16 in the second half for 24-28 on the game. Not bad from the free throw line for the Pirates. The charity stripe. For the Ubley Bearcats, Damien Irving with 4 points, Jeff Wright with 4 points, Gabe Messing with 6 points, Tyler Brandon with four, Brandon Sweeney with three, Kirk Kamoski with eight, Trent Merrill with 2 points, and Nick Sweeney, after 16 points in the fourth quarter, ends up the game with 33 points on the night. An absolutely beautiful and awesome outing for the senior Nick Sweeney in his last game in the Bearcat uniform. John?
Percentages, you know, probably just played a whale of a ball game, I thought. I mean, they came out there with a nice game plan. They almost pulled it off, too. Game slipped away toward the end, but that was just the way it goes. In the third quarter, Ubley Bearcats shot 60%, and for the entire half, 38%. If you take a look at the entire game, they were consistent. In the first half, 36%, second half, 38%. Split the difference for the game, 37%. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they did it when they had to. They came out in the third quarter, They shot 50%, 8 for 16, and then they were on cruise control from that point on. Their entire half was 12 for 27, 44%. If you take a look at the first half and the second half added together, the Howard Beach Pirates shot 35%, 25 for 71. Basically, they just went ahead and took care of business, and they move on.
They move on now to the semifinals. They'll be taking on Lakers in the semifinals Wednesday at 6 o'clock, so stay tuned for that one. Right now, though, Ryan Brown checks in with his report from the sidelines. Ryan, what did you feel of that game from the opposite side in between both orange and black benches?
Well, judging from how the game started, each side kind of came in knowing it was going to be a close game, and it proved out to be so for at least three quarters of the game. And then at towards the end, Harbor Beach just had too much firepower. They could come back with more than just one player. You could see a collective team effort from all five guys, no matter who they were on the floor. That just proved to be too much. Ubley, a valiant, valiant effort, played great, but they couldn't put four quarters together. They just relied too much on Sweeney, who had an outstanding game, but they just proved that one guy cannot take on a whole team, and then Ubley just went down. Congratulations to Harbor Beach on a good win.
But give it up for Ubley in the second half of that season there, Con. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Winning eight of their last 12 games after starting the season basically with one victory through the first half of the season, ran off eight victories over 11 games, and then, of course, this game tonight. Talk about a turnaround for the Kenji.
It took a lot of patience to go ahead and work through the wall, so to speak. And then all of a sudden, they've strung together a couple wins here and a couple wins there and everything. And like you said, 8 for 11 wins. And then all of a sudden, you have your seniors that are really doing a nice job. Gabe Messing, can't talk enough about him. He's was kind of like the steadying force all season long, especially when you play Harbor Beach. Gabe Messing has had a couple of really great games. Nick Sweeney ending out his career at 33 points. I mean, that's what you expect out of your seniors. And, of course, let's not forget Brandon Sweeney, who is also a senior. Trey Sweeney hits the last shot of the game. I mean, you know, that was just that was fantastic.
I was more excited for that than anything else in the game.
But, you know, for Ubley, they have a nucleus coming back. I mean, they've got some underclassmen this year that have gained a lot of valuable experiences. And I think they're really going to be a team to be reckoned with next year. You got Trenton Morrell that has just worked on his game, and he's looking better and better and better each week. Kurt Kabosky shows why he's there. Jeffrey Wright, he had, a great game. So, you know, there's others I can go ahead and mention. These kids are going to be playing together, and there's a lot of basketball for the Ubley Bearcats. There's a lot of upside that I see for next year. In fact, that's going to be one of our favorites in the East.
Yes, indeed. It should be a great team, great competition between the entire Greater Thumb East. And, of course, now we shift our attention to the West. That first game tonight was brought to you by Thumb Center, the talk of the Thumb, McVeigh Insurance Agency of FedEx, Singer Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, Zinger Smigelski, your home of Ubley, Nice Insurance Agency, More Motor Sales of Caro, D&M Cabinets, K&S Insurance, Kohler Propane, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Ubley Motor Service, Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and Cook TV and Electronics. This game broadcast was a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distributions of descriptions of this accounts of this game may take place with the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. This other transmission of that broadcast was carried by Thumb Cellular 4G LTE, the talk of the Thumb. Well, thanks for listening to the part one of Doubleheader here tonight. We'll take a quick break, and you're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back with the second half of our Doubleheader. Cass City takes on Bad Axe in the district. Quarterfinals in USA. Stay tuned. We're 18 and a half minutes away from starting that game. The first game, of course, showed Harbor Beach moving on to the semifinals in districts with a game 75-64 over the Ubley Bearcats. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a hot second.